Okay.
Hi, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Joy.
And this is Some Adulting Required. If you notice, we are a lot calmer than we were.
Sorry.
Wow.
I'm so sorry.
Whatever. We're a lot calmer than we were when we recorded our last episode. They are just hours apart. But that's okay. That's okay. We've had some time to...
Quality content, y'all.
Entertaining at the very least, but So do you want to do high and low?
Okay.
Hi, I'm eating ice cream.
Me too.
Low, I'm full now. I don't know.
I'm not done with my ice cream.
Yeah, now that that's over. Today, on this episode, we're going to be talking about our inner child, and just coming to terms with life, and all those kinds of things.
Yes.
So, yeah, what do you want to say?
So, basically, I find that...
Is that the will of
it? I think so. That's cute.
Yeah.
That's the older I get, like, the more, the more is revealed, and a lot of the revelations I have are ones that happen, like, right now, obviously, but other ones are more, like, revelations, or kind of, like, do you ever have you're supposed to turn left there.
Oh, cool.
Okay. You can turn left up there, too, it's fine. Do you ever have, like,
no, that's it, that's out.
Oh.
It's
or you can turn left here.
Yeah, no.
Oh, never mind. I think it's this.
Okay.
Sorry.
Now go.
Okay. So, basically, some revelations you have are, like, memories that you've suppressed. You can just go straight. As a kid. And you don't, something triggers it currently. And then that memory is brought back. You know what I mean? And I feel like a lot of people, I only know about the inner child because of TikTok, so the information I have is limited, but I still think that it's pretty important to talk about with what little I have, because it's so important, because I feel like the more you talk about, you know, like, your experiences and your memories and stuff like that, the more triggered your inner child becomes. And the more memories pop up. Do you know what I mean? Like, me and Kayla were just talking about, like, our childhood, and we were talking about, like, all of our friends and stuff. And the more we started talking, the more we realized how much hurt we've gone through, and how we haven't, like, properly healed from that. Do you know what I mean? And I feel like you have to, like, let your inner child heal.
I agree.
Or, like, let your inner child know that, like, what happened wasn't okay. And you see them, or what happened was okay, and you still see them. That's valid. And that without them, you wouldn't be where you're at right now. Do you know what I mean? Because I think your inner child is still a part of you too much.
And it's so funny, too, because, and, like, a lot of times in therapy, what they do is, and I've never done this in my therapy, because my therapist knows I would not go for it. But, like, what they'll do is, like, you'll have, like, a rebirthing or whatever, or like a rebirthing scenario where they like you have to rebirth yourself, you know, like,
for real.
Yeah, like through like a birth canal. It's like a, I don't know, like a big blanket or something. I don't know what it is, but I was reading about it. Some people do that, and then there are the other things where you have to like talk to your inner child and tell it, like validate it in that moment, whatever that pivotal moment was for you. You have to validate your inner child. And then only when you validate your inner child can you actually move forward and like mature
and
grow past that. Yeah, exactly. So it's so interesting, because it's kind of along the lines of what you're saying, is you have to like validate kind of what happened, whatever it was. And then you can press on from there. But obviously pressing on and getting better and all those things, nothing is like, oh, this is happening right now. Like, I validated my inner child and now I am free of everything that's ever gone wrong in my life. No, it's still a process after that. That's just like an initial step.
Yeah. It's the beginning of, identifying where that trauma or where that discomfort or numbness comes from.
Yeah.
Because when you're a kid, you have to adapt to your surroundings. And I think it's like, it's kill or be killed, you know what I mean? So, like, whatever is making you, I don't know, whatever's making you less, not emotionally stable, because kids are kids. Mm-hmm. But whatever's making you more, I don't know how to describe it. But whatever is making you feel less than, you kind of adapt and you get rid of it so that you can fit in more, like, I don't know. I was really adaptable as a kid. I'm realizing. Yeah. Like, a lot of stuff that happened, I didn't realize it happened until I got older. Like, whether, like, bullying, crap like that. Like, I didn't realize how hurt I was as a kid.
Yeah. Because you're so resilient that, like, as a child, kids are very resilient.
Yeah.
Kids are way more adaptable than adults. That's why they're more go with the flow, typically,
mm-hmm.
and why adults are set in their ways. And so if you're being resilient and you're being adaptable, you don't always, you find ways to make things okay,
mm-hmm.
or to make them seem okay so that you can just deal with them in that moment, or just, you know, decide to deal with them at a later time.
Or not deal with them at all. Yeah. You suppress it.
Yeah. But that's just like the resilience of a kid. And so a lot of times it's not that you don't want to deal with whatever it is. It's that you don't know you need to.
Exactly. Until you turn like 22. You know what I mean? And I feel like a lot of times, like, I don't know. This is one of the times where I really am thankful for, like, being a part of the age of information.
Yeah.
Because without silly old TikTok, I would not know so many things. Like, so many things, guys. And I feel like the most important part of that is just, like, finding your inner child, or, like, looking within yourself and being like, these things happened, these things were said, and I've suppressed those memories or whatever, but I can come back now, like, 12 years later, and be like, hey, you know, you're okay, mm-hmm. you're gonna make it, you're gonna survive, I see you, I hear you, and you're important to me, and your feelings matter. Do you know what I mean? I feel like that's really important to do as an adult.
Yeah.
Because, like, it just is. I feel like you can't move on in your life until you've finished each chapter. And a lot of people, I find, are kind of stuck because they haven't done, like, something as simple, you could say, as, you know, having a little conversation with your inner child. Because just saying, I see you and I hear you, and your feelings are valid, like, that, I think that is as important as, I don't even know. Like, that, I feel like that's just as important as seeking help and going to, like, therapy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, being honest with yourself and being, like, being aware that those memories that you have are a part of, like, the person you are now. So you have to be thankful for what you've gone through, or, like, not thankful, but, like, you know, you have to be aware that those things happened, and you have to be, like, I don't know, you have to be aware that you went through whatever you went through, and you have to thank the person that helped you get through that.
Yes.
Which is your inner child.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I mean, it makes so much sense, because, honestly, like, people are always saying they have all these regrets and all this and that and the other. And it's okay to have regrets. And regrets, in my opinion, have to do with things that you did of your own volition. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily things that were done to you. And I think it's okay to have regrets. I don't necessarily try to live that way, just because, having a regret, nothing can be done about a regret. So I feel like I don't want to waste the mental space on feeling regret.
Yeah.
At the same time, when people who don't live with regret, what they do is they take life's experiences and they reimagine them, if they're bad, mm-hmm. as something that created the character that they are, right? And so if as a person who went through things because of other people and not you know, self-inflicted things.
Yeah.
Like, what you have to do is adopt that same mindset as a person with regret depths, which is the idea that whatever I went through, it was worth it, not worth it, but it was, it made me who I am. Mm-hmm. It's one of the things that I can look at myself and say, this is part of what made me who I am. And because of that, it's okay. Not okay. Because of that, it's acceptable. Not acceptable. No.
Because of that, it's, I'm aware.
Yeah.
Because I feel like some things that happen, like, it's not like, oh, okay, this is part of who I am. All these battles are pivotal for my life. But I feel like it's a series of choices you make. And the choices you make combine with the, I don't know, the environment you're in. Mm-hmm. And from there, that's where these things happen. That's where things are said and things are done. And that's those are the places where you make those memories and stuff like that. And you have to be like, hi, this happened. I'm acknowledging it. I'm not accepting it, but I'm thankful for the person I become
mm-hmm.
despite it.
Yeah.
I think that's what I mean.
Yeah. I think that's definitely a better way to say it. You know, we all go through things and it's our choice
mm-hmm.
whether we decide to take those things and use those experiences, however good or bad they were, to do something a little bit different. Whether that means to understand yourself in a deeper way, or whether it means you're just a better person because you know what it's like to be interacting with someone who just isn't a good person.
Yeah.
Like, there are so many things that experiences can teach you. And if you use those experiences, you've gone through them already. There's nothing more you can do really about it
mm-hmm.
besides trying to grow. And yes, it means that you have more to overcome than most people, but it also means that you have a deeper understanding and a deeper possibility to feel a certain level of empathy and sympathy and just human connection.
Yeah.
Because you now have that added experience. And experiences, and we were talking about this a little bit yesterday, experiences of a certain nature, they connect people.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, one of those experiences is blackness mm-hmm. and just knowing that you can look at somebody and understand you are disenfranchised. I am disenfranchised and be united in that alone. And that's a sucky thing to be united underneath, but it's also a powerful thing to be united within because
it brings people together exactly. And it makes them strive for a change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I completely agree. And in the same way, you can look at a person, or maybe not look at a person, but talk to a person who's maybe gone through some sort of abuse or some mm-hmm. sort of, you know, negative interaction. And based upon that, another strong connection is built.
Yeah.
Many of the strongest connections, I feel, are built through some sort of trauma.
Yeah. Which sucks. But I feel like, the trauma that people go through, or like the trauma that you can't really like discuss, like, oh, like, you know, like, not you can't discuss, but like, I feel like black trauma is different than like I was abused when I was a kid trauma, because you have to get to a point where you kind of admit that to somebody.
Yeah.
And I think that's what brings people closer together, because it's like you're being vulnerable in that moment and you're like, hi, things have happened to me, and I felt like I could tell you. And I think you can kind of, not like you can tell like who's been abused, but you can tell if someone is able to receive what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's an important part of the human experience, like, quite honestly, because like life isn't easy, you know what I mean? And I feel like the more we try to put up this facade that it is, the harder it is for people to create relationships with one
yes.
another, because people who actually do go through things and are forthcoming, like, whenever they feel like they're not able to say these things to people, they keep that and they burrow it inside of their own
mm-hmm.
being, you know what I mean? And I think that's what causes like disingenuous friendships and relationships. And I think it's really important to be honest with the people who you love, or people who you want to care about, or people who you can see yourself with. romantically, yeah, platonically, whatever. You know what I mean? And I think the moment you get real with your own self is when you can get real with other people. Do you know what
exactly
I mean?
Exactly.
But I think sometimes you can get real with others when, I feel like sometimes when you're honest with other people, it helps you find more truth about yourself.
For sure.
Because sometimes, like, I have this one friend, and me and him talk all the time, and we'll be talking about, like, random shenanigans, and then out of nowhere, I'll be like, oh my god, you know, when I was 7, like, I was bullied because I had hairy armpits, or, oh, I didn't, I went through puberty early. I got my period when I was, like, 10. I was in 5th grade, and I was already kind of shapely and tall and stuff like that, so I didn't really fit in, because all my other friends were, like, either really skinny or just, like, they still have their baby fat, and I was just, like, I was, like a teenager already, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? And I remember, like, telling him, like, how much that hurt, because I felt like I was the odd guy out. Do you know what I mean?
Remember that movie, what? Alexa Vega, Odd Girl Out?
No, what is that?
It was a Lifetime movie. It was so good.
Wait, is that the one where she's, like, being bullied and her mom is, like, the
she
lady?
She goes through, like, anorexia, bulimia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that was JoJo?
No.
JoJo was, like, it was, like, a Hannah Montana movie. She, like, took off her wig and then she went to a small town.
What?
Yeah. It was really good.
I don't remember that at all. Was it Lifetime?
It was Lifetime.
Huh.
Or no, they just showed it on Lifetime. I need to revisit that. It's, like, another movie. We have to watch those.
Yeah.
2007 was an era. Can I just tell you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
But yeah, I don't know. I feel like with him, it was just really funny because we were talking about random stuff. I think we were talking about Twitter, and then I was like, oh my god. Oh no, we were talking about like Twitter dysphoria. Dysphoria? Dysmorphia?
What? Twitter dysmorphia?
Yeah, like, because I like how on, like, on Twitter you see yourself different than you do in real life.
Because really?
I feel like on Twitter I say things with my chest more. Even though like I do, I think I say things with my chest right now. Relatively, but I think on Twitter I'm more like, because like there's no one to respond unless they like tweet you back, but mostly I'm just like retweeting, so it's not like I'm tweeting myself, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, and we just got into like this discussion about like how we were when we were in middle school and how we hated like everything, but like I was the extrovert, so I feel like I couldn't express my hatred for everything because I was just trying to entertain people so that I could distract them from the fact that I look like a 16-year-old in 5th grade. Do you know what I mean? And it was just like so crazy because like we were talking about nonsense and then something in me was triggered and I was like, oh my god, in 5th grade this happened to me. Do you know what
That's
I mean?
That's so crazy.
And I feel like when those things happen, just let it happen.
Yeah.
And express how you're feeling, especially if it's with someone who you can trust.
I mean, that's, like, the basis for, like, what you were saying in the beginning, is acknowledging your inner child. Like, there is something powerful about just talking about things you experienced when you were a kid, because you don't realize that, like, the most, like, seemingly menial things were actually traumatic.
Yeah.
Until you're thinking about it, like, you know, 10, 15 years later, and you're like, oh my god, did they
mm-hmm.
like, and you know, you don't think about that in the moment, but then when you finally are able to think about it, you're like, oh, so that's why this and this and this and this and this and this and this,
yeah,
didn't work out or did work out or whatever, because those seeds are planted at a young age, and whether or not you address them, they do affect you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and or whether or not you address them in the moment, they affect you. And so it's just interesting when it all comes floating back into your life,
yeah,
as a grown up, and you're able to see it through that instead of through tunnel vision. You know what I mean? So
it's wild.
It is wild.
It's part of adulting.
It is.
You gotta get through that to get to the other side, I feel like.
I completely agree. And on that note, we hope that this was semi more enjoyable
and informative,
yeah, than last time when we just ranted. But also, thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you for being here.
Yes.
And enjoying, hopefully. I don't really know. If you didn't, it's okay. But if you listened
totally
to the whole
fine
thing, then you must have,
you probably
something
liked
must
it
have resonated with you.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You kind of like us.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Stick around.
Stick around, and we will talk to you again soon. Bye.
Bye.